وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. This is the class from the book بلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر العسقلاني رحمه الله. This is hadith 329. قال رحمه الله: وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: رصوا صفوفكم وقاربوا بينها وحاذوا بالأعناق. رواه أبو داود والنسائي وصححه ابن حبان. Narrated Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hussu sufufakum, stand close together in your rows, means in the prayer. Stand close together in your rows. Waqaribu baynaha, and bring them, means the rows, near one another. And bring them near one another. وحاذوا بالأعناق, and stand neck to neck, meaning in straight lines, and stand neck to neck, meaning make your neck is straight. رواه أبو داود والنسائي وصححه ابن حبان. The author حافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله اختصر الحديث, he shortened the hadith, otherwise it's longer. And the last part of the hadith is after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said وحاذوا بالأعناق, he said فوالذي نفسي بيده إني لأرى الشيطان يدخل من خلل الصف كأنها الحذف. فوالذي نفسي بيده إني لأرى الشيطان يدخل من خلل الصف كأنها الحذف. وصحاه الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, stand close together in your rows. الرص is to connect the Muslim to connect to one another, not to have gaps. As Allah mentioned in Quran, كأنهم بنيان مرصوص. It's like they are a building مرصوص, connected together. The building is connected. So the musallin, those who praying in congregation, in congregational prayer, to connect one another. Second ruling, وَقَارِبُ بَيْنَهَا, to bring the rows near one another. So the row itself, not to have that much distance, rather to be close to one another. How is that going to be? The people of knowledge said that between two rows, another row can't be in it. Between two rows, another row can't be between two rows. So the row is to be close to. So the second row when the people they make sujood, there's a small gap and distance between where the others were standing, the first row was standing, and where those are making sujood. More than that, no need. The rows are close to. The third rule in وحادوا بالأعناق, and make the أعناق, the necks, even. Stand neck to neck, means in straight lines. The other part of the hadith, Prophet ﷺ added, he said, فَوَلَّيْنِ نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by the one whom my soul is in his hand. By the one whom my soul is in his hand. إِنِّي لَأَرَى الشَّيْطَانِ, I do see the shaitan, the Satan I see, يَدْخُلُ مِنْ خَلَلِ الصَّفِّ, I do see the shaitan entering through to the gaps of the row. If people do not connect the row when they are standing, the shaitan goes through between those holes, those gaps. كأنها الحذف. This shaitan, it's like الحذف. It's a type of animal in Yemen. So in this hadith, to connect the row, to get close the rows nearer to one another, to make the necks even, and that if a gap is left, then the shaitan, he comes through those gaps. This is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. We don't say like that what that ignorant Muslim said when he was told to connect the feet, lest shaitan come between. He said he doesn't see any shaitan there. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, he said he doesn't see any shaitan there. I saw him, that person. Someone was standing next to him in the first row. He told him, connect the feet. He left it there. He said, because the Prophet ﷺ said so and so, there is shaitan between you. He left it there and he said, I don't see any shaitan. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. He says he doesn't see any shaitan. How about if he doesn't see any shaitan, but the Prophet ﷺ see it? Do you have to see everything to believe it? Is that a believer? He doesn't believe something unless he see it. That's the belief of the atheists, who even don't believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they don't see it. How a believer says that? I don't see shaitan. Who told you see it? Prophet ﷺ, he didn't say you see, P.O. people. He said, I see, inni la'ara, I see, he said, Prophet ﷺ was different than the people in some area. Even though he was a human, he had different. He was different from the human in some things. That's one of it, that he see the shaitan coming between the gaps. Also, he used to see people behind him. He said, "Inni al-ara min wara'i khalfi, min wara'i dhahri," or كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. He said, "I see you from my behind." So even though Prophet ﷺ, he's looking at where. He's in his salah. He's looking the qibla, his front. But he sees those people standing behind him. Even the people of knowledge, they differ. Is that all the time? Some of them say yes. All of a sudden, he sees all the time who is ever behind him. Some of them, like Sheikh al-Albani, say no. The proof shows only in the salah. So no question, all of a sudden, he sees those standing behind him in salah, even if he's looking in front of him. So it means he seldom see what we don't see. How a believer says, I don't see shaitan. Subhanallah. Nasalullah salamat wa afiyah. The first characteristics of the believer, Allah mentioned in Quran, what it is. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْوَ فِيهِ هُدَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Allah mentioned Quran is guidance for the pious. Who are they? Allah mentioned, who are those pious people? The first thing they are upon, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe the unseen. What is the difference between believer and disbeliever? If a believer only believes what he sees, no difference. You believe what you see and what you don't see. If it is authentic from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it's mentioned by Allah and mentioned by His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this shows that some of the Muslims, they don't have even the basics of the iman, faith, even though they pray and they fasting. Just like that other one I mentioned, who asked him what's the ruling of eating a pork. Say, Allah mentioned, it's haram. He said, how about the cow? I say, it's halal. He said, here in America, they eat from the same grass. I say, even if they, he said, it doesn't make sense then. Astaghfirullah. What kind of sense? Your sense? It means that aqluka marid. Your sense is sick. You are ill. You need to cure yourself. Otherwise, those who have better aql, more sound intellect than you, from Prophet Muhammad to all the believers, they see that it makes sense. Subhanallah. The animal eat the same thing and the result is different based on what's in their body. Something what they eat, if other the other eat, they die. Yes. Yes. What human being, if they eat, they die, some of the animal doesn't die. It doesn't affect them. Al-Muhim. So, in this hadith, Prophet ﷺ mentioned he sees the shaitan. So, don't give gap to the shaitan. So, close the feet. But on the other hand, we shouldn't be too extreme where we step on the feet of the other people. We step on them, we lean on them in a way that person is carrying me, by the way, is carrying us in salah. No. Why are you sleeping on someone? Why you stepping on one's feet? This happened to me. Somebody stepped on me in the Prophet's masjid. Real stepping on me. And I tried to move, he go after me. In a way, I was, subhanAllah, about to have waswas in the salah. No, you didn't come here to show you strong. Naam, if this person take his feet from you, leave him alone. You don't have authority on him. You have no power over him. So yes, you only connected. It's connected, but not stabbing, not hurting the person, not leaning on the person. It's in the middle. Always the religion of Allah is in the middle. No extreme. By the way, the more someone Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him faith, belief in the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what he said, that the more that person has knowledge, he has the real knowledge. Give you one example. The idol worshippers at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they rejected to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything they do in it. They rejected, some of them, not all of them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears whatever they say. They say it's impossible. How Allah can see everything we do in it. In Sahih al-Bukhari, the Sahabi Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said he was in the Kaaba, behind the curtain of the Kaaba, and three men, two from Quraysh, one from Ta'if, or the opposite, two from Thaqif, and one from Quraysh, they were talking. They had a conversation among them. One of them asked the other one. He said, does Allah hear us when we talk? He asked this question, they three. One responded to him, said, if we talk, if we speak out, he hears us. But if we hide our talking, he doesn't hear us. The third one said, If he hears us when we hide, we ourselves hear one another. He also hears us. If we talk, he said, if he hears us when we talk out, speak out, he also hears us when we hide, the third one. So at least one of them rejected that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears him all the time. Allah revealed ayah in Quran, وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَتِرُونَ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَمْعُكُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ وَلَا جُلُودُكُمْ وَلَكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ وَذَلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْدَاكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So Allah mentioned that they thought that Allah doesn't know much of what they do in it. So if he says Allah doesn't hear us when we talk secretly, when we talk secretly, Allah doesn't hear us. That means Allah doesn't have much things. He doesn't know a lot of things people they share one another. Because of that disbelief, they are from the people of hellfire. So they didn't believe that Allah has everything. Allah encompasses everything in knowledge. But Allah said in Surah Al-Mulk, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. How he doesn't know the one who creates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who making our heart beating, our brain functioning. How he doesn't know it? You do something, you don't know it? I'm now flipping this page. Don't I know that? وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making our system, our brain, our heart, our digestive system, our heart, all of us function. How he doesn't know it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the case of the idol worshippers who said Allah doesn't know much of what they say. But to the Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, this incident happened when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the night, the famous night, Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj, the night Prophet sallam was ascended to the heaven, above the seven heaven, and first from Mecca to Palestine, to the Masjid of Allah, house of Allah in Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there he met with the prophets. And then he was ascended to the heaven, above the seven skies. And above there, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to him. In the morning, all that happened in the nighttime. In the morning, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that to the people. He mentioned that he was ascended to the heaven. And last night he went to Palestine. He went to the masjid in Palestine. Now he will become two groups. One group, they disbelieve. They say, how is it possible? They say it takes them to go to Palestine 2 months. 1 month go, 1 month back. Go and back 2 months. How is he saying he went within the same night? Impossible. Then they started questioning him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, plotting him. The idol worshippers, they said, this is a chance to get advantage, showing to the people. They said that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not the prophet of Allah, he was lying. So what they did, from the thing they did, they went to the Muslims. And from those, they went to Abu Bakr. They say, oh, Abu Bakr, you know what your companion said? Means your friend said? They mean the Prophet. You know what he said? He said, last night, he went from Mecca to Palestine. And it takes us 2 months. Of course, we all know back day, there was no airplane, there was no train, there was no cars. The fast people could have is horse. Anything faster than the horse, people used to use that time. Do we know it? Regiment? Yes, so that's all. So Abu Bakr said, if he said that, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he knows sometimes they lie on the Prophet. So he said, if he said that, I believe it. He tell the truth. And he said, I believe that he get revelation morning even from the above seven sky. How I don't believe he went to the Palestine the same night. So this is a knowledge. Now, who from the people of our time will deny that someone is able to go from Mecca and to go to the Palestine the same night and go back to Mecca our time? Will somebody deny that? Can that happen in the same night? Yes, many times. Many times. Some air force can do it in satellite. How much it does? All the earth. How many times? How many times an hour the satellite circle on all planet the earth? Allahu alam, 17 times an hour. I'm not a scientist. But this is a reality. We know airplane with those can go in between Mecca and Medina many times in the same night. Subhanallah. If this is the knowledge Allah gave to a human, isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala able to do that for the human, for his prophet, as a miracle? He's able. So they were really people who don't believe in Allah's power, or in reality they didn't believe what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Otherwise, Allah is able everything. Not only that, that's one way they use. Of course, they put doubt in some Muslims. Some narration mentions some of them, they left Islam. Oh, this doesn't make sense. They left Islam because they didn't have a strong faith. Not only that, they say to themselves, let us expose his lie to the people. So they call the Prophet ﷺ. They invite him. He come. They there, they gather. They said, you said, you went last night from there to there? Yes, tell us how the Palestine look like, how the masjid look like you go. How, where you went, it look like, tell us. If you went there. Some narration mentioned that was very heavy on the Prophet ﷺ. The question was very heavy. Because Prophet ﷺ, he was on Dabba, the beast, him and Angel Jibril, wherever the site reached, it was reaching the same time. It was so fast. Now when you look, when you look at something, a stone mountain, or you look downtown Atlanta, the building, don't you see right away? You see it right away. When you look at it, you see it. When you look at the moon, now, don't you see the moon right away? Yes. So this is how fast the beast was. Wherever the sight of Prophet can reach, it was already there. How can he see Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in detail? What's there? And but with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented, displayed all those things in front of him. So he mentioned how the masjid looked like. Where was this? Where is that? People who, their people, caravan, where are they now? On their way back. Everything in detail. What do you think they say, MashaAllah, you're the messenger of Allah. Tubna illallah, we turn repentance to Allah. They say, this is magician, magic. Wal-iyadu billah. Because whatever proof is evidence there, they're not accepting. Because from the beginning, they rejected because of desire, because of arrogance, because of disease of their heart. It's not because they didn't see miracles. So, today, someone tell us, I see what's happening in Mecca. I see what happened in Masjid al-Aqsa. Now I see it. Because there's live TV. Can't that happen? It can happen. But the believers, they already believe that. Allah is able that. So the point is, if Allah gives you knowledge, faith, you get that much knowledge. Today there is a camera, there is everything. And everything you do, they see it. Every statement, they hear it. Some part of the world, there is a camera, every street, every building. Whatever you do, they find out. Yes. Some cities and some, everywhere you go. Enter this room, go to the other room, there's camera. So how you are? If this is the case of the small knowledge, little knowledge Allah gave to human our time, how about the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Al-Muhim, so the faith, belief is very important. Belief in Allah and belief in His Messenger, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is very important. That's a great knowledge. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خير صفوف الرجال أولها وشرها آخرها، وخير صفوف النساء آخرها وشرها أولها. رواه مسلم. ناري أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said: the best of the man is always is the first and the worst is the last. The best of the woman is always is the last and the worst is the first. What does the hadith mean? At the time of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the man and woman, they used to pray in the same masjid, in the same musalla. So here, the man being here, the woman being backside there. طيب. And there was no barrier between them. And usually the night time, the morning time, is no, there is no light at the time, Prophet ﷺ, no light. And the women had adequate, they were practicing, men had adequate, they were practicing to make sure this is a place of worship, the house of Allah, fitna, to avoid any fitna, any temptations, any trials. In a way, even if an imam mistake the women, what do they, if the imam who reciting Quran, he mistake, what would they say? What should they do to point that he mistake? So he can remember that he did it wrong. He skipped the verse. He didn't make sujood. What should they do? The women? يصفقون. What is tasfiq? Yes. Clapping. As for men, what should they do? Tasbih. They say Subhanallah. To men, they talk. Women, they don't talk. All that to avoid less the talk of the women become fitna to some men. To some. To cut off all the means of the shaitan. So they used to pray behind the women. So some man was mentioned that some man used to stationally pray behind. Was mentioned that. Pray behind. Or when they pray in sujood, look back. Al-Muhim. Even though the sunnah is the man to be first, then the children, then the woman. Sometimes there may not be children. Sometimes they may not be. So Prophet ﷺ mentioned in this hadith that the best of the rows of the man is the first. And the last, the best of the rows, the worst of the rows of the man is the last one. And it's the one close to the woman. On the other hand, the worst of the rows of the woman is what? The first, their first row, which is because it's close to the man. And the best is the last. So the woman, they make rows from behind. If a woman comes to that line, she started from the last line. Then the whoever comes after that, the first. Until our time, some of the people of knowledge, they said, since the women, many of them, are not following the guidelines, are not having the proper hijab. Some man the same thing. They say nothing is wrong with to have a barrier between, and as long they both in the masjid, they both inside the masjid or the rows are connected. If this masjid get full, that area get full, shoes area, people can pray the parking all the way to downtown as long the rows are connected. But some people in their house cannot follow the prayer of the masjid. That's a mistake done by some people. Someone asked me actually this week, someone prayed, followed the imam in the masjid while that person was his house. How many miles? No, that's not valid. That one is not following imam. He's not following the masjid. That's separate. So the jama'ah has a condition. You have to be in the masjid or see the one who see the imam or connected the rows have to be connected. Al-Muhim, so the Prophet ﷺ said this hadith, the best of the row, of the man's rows is the first and the worst is the last. And the best of the woman's rows is the last and the worst is the first. Therefore, the ulama, they say this ruling is when there is a man and woman in the same place. Other than that, if women are by themselves, okay, whether they follow the imam in the same masjid or they praying by themselves, the best row is the first row. The early, the best. Is this understandable? This hadith collected by Imam Muslim. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال صليت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات ليلة فقمت عن يساري فأخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم برأسي وفي رواية بيدي من ورائي فجعلني عن يمينه متفق عليه. Narrated Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, I pray, meaning the night tahajjud prayer with Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم one night and I stood on his left side, whereupon he sallallahu alaihi wasallam took me by the back of my head, one narration, by my right hand, by my hand, and made me go round to his right side. In this hadith, Prophet sallam was praying the sunnah prayer, the night prayer. He was praying night prayer in his house, not in the masjid. And the Sahabi, Ibn Abbas, he joined the Prophet ﷺ. But since he didn't know, he stood up his Prophet's left side. He stood up Prophet's left side. And the right thing is, when there is two people, the Imam and the other one, that the one following the Imam should stand the right side from the Imam. But this Sahabi, small Sahabi, little boy, he stood up the left side. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he hold his back. This hadith, this warning of Bukhari, Prophet sallam, he hold his head, his head, and he move him to back side behind him sallam to the right. And one hadith says the riwayah Muslim, Prophet sallam, he hold his hand. So some of the people knowledge said Prophet sallam, first he hold this Sahabi's back, his head, move him, and when he come to the right side, he hold his hand and make him even to him. He make him in his right side. So the lesson in the hadith is, if two people are praying, one imam, the other one following, the one following the imam to be right side or left side? The right side. Some of the people of knowledge said, since the imam should be ahead of the ma'mum, the one following, then the ma'mum should be a little behind the imam. It shouldn't be even. And some of the people of knowledge said, no proof for that. If there are two, they even. Because the Sahabi here said, Prophet ﷺ, he make me stood up in his right side. So they line up. This hadith, there is a benefit. I think one of the brothers he asked last time, he's actually there. There is someone who asked if someone was praying Salah himself and someone joined, can he lead? Can the first be the Imam from there? Even though at the beginning he didn't intend to be Imam. But someone come behind him, he joined him. Can he lead the Salah or he ignore him? Because he entered the Salah as Mawud. You remember that someone asked that question? What was the answer? Can he do that or not? You can do that. Yusuf, you don't want to ask it. I remember you. Barakallahu fi. Yes. This hadith showed that. Prophet ﷺ, he entered Salah, Sunnah. This is tahajjud. Prophet ﷺ, he entered the Salah, tahajjud. But when the Sahabi joined him, he led him from that time. He led him from that time. So you were praying optional prayer. Somebody join you, you become imam. You say takbir louder, so he hears you. طيب. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقمت أنا ويتيم خلفه وأم سليم خلفنا. متفق عليه واللفظ للبخاري. نارير أنس رضي الله عنه الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم pray and an orphan and I pray behind him. And أم سليم رضي الله عنها was behind us, agree upon, and the wording is for is al-Bukhari. In this hadith, Anas رضي الله عنه mentioned that he pray with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He, Anas, an orphan. Who is the orphan? Somebody 50 year old. Who is orphan? A child before the age of puberty. Is the orphan someone who his both his mother and father die? Yes, orphan. Is someone his parent who die? Yes, his father. Not both. Or the one who his mother die. Just the father. Okay. That's right. In Islam, the orphan is considered the one his father died. And he is younger than the age of puberty. After that person, he is not orphan. So that orphan, that child, who his father died. If his mother is the one die, is not considered orphan. And we know in Islam that orphan has so many rights. So many rights, many hadith. Ana wa kafiru al-yatimi fil jannati kahatayn, Prophet Sallam said. He said, Prophet Sallam, and whoever take the custody of the orphan, he take care of the orphan, he feed the orphan, he raise the orphan, he said, Sallam, he and that person, they are in Jannah like that. They both enter in Jannah and they are very close to in status. So the orphan in Islam has a great position. If you want kindness from Allah, mercy, be mercy and kind to the orphan. Some Muslims, they do not know. They treat the orphan like the other people. Never do that. If you see orphan, show him more kindness. He lost his father. So the Sahabi said, and Anas was a small boy too. He was young at that time. That he, an orphan, means another child, they were praying behind the Prophet ﷺ. They were not even with the Prophet ﷺ, which means if the Ma'mumin, those who praying behind the Imam, are more than one person, they line up behind the Imam. And he mentioned that Umm Sulaim, the female Umm Sulaim, was behind them. Who's Umm Sulaim? Yes? Who's Umm Sulaim? The mother of Anas. Umm Sulaim is the mother of Anas. So Prophet Muhammad is leading the Salah. Anas, the young boy, and the orphan, the young other one, are praying. They line up behind the Prophet, first row, and the third row, the second row, the next row, the row after them, these two boys is Umm Sulaim, the mother of one of the two children. What do we learn from this? That women do not line up with the female, do not line up with the male, even if they are a son and a mother. So Umm Sulaim radiallahu anha, she really stood next to her son. She really stood next to her son, Anas. And this was not a masjid, this was the Prophet's house. Usually no one else is being expected. Even if that one comes, go to the other side. So that means in Salah, a male and female, husband and a wife, mother and a son, brother and sister, don't line up. Yeah, some ulama said husband and wife, like Sheikh Fawzan, Hafidhahullah, they line up. But some of the ulama, like Sheikh Ibn Bas, they say no. They don't line up. The women are behind the man. Also, in prayer, the women don't lead the man. The women don't lead the man. Even if she is the mother, she memorizes all Quran, she doesn't lead her son. She doesn't lead her husband. This is the rule of Islam. After the rule is clear, the true believer submit. Alhamdulillah. If I understand the wisdom, is extra knowledge. If I don't understand the wisdom, I already have the basic of the knowledge. I have the foundation of the truth. وعن أبي بكرة أنه انتهى إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو راكع فركع قبل أن يصل إلى الصف فركع قبل أن يصل إلى الصف ثم مشى إلى الصف وذكر ذلك للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زادك الله حرصا ولا تعد رواه البخاري وزاد أبو داود فيه فركع دون الصف ثم مشى إلى الصف ناري أبو بكر رضي الله عنه he reached the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم while he was bowing. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was in prayer and Abu Bakr, the Sahabi called Abu Bakr, don't mix with Abu Bakr with who? Abi Bakr. There is Abu Bakrin and there is Abu Bakr. Abu Bakrin is the best of the companion, the best of the Muslim people after Prophet Muhammad SAW, Abu Bakr. And Abu Bakr is another Sahabi, a companion of Prophet SAW. And if he's a companion, he's better than anyone after him. A companion of Prophet SAW is the best from this Muslim Ummah. So the best of the Muslim is who? Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then is Abu Bakr. Then Umar. Then Uthman. Then Ali. Then the companion of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with their different status. And every companion is the one who met the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم believing in him and he died on that state. Any companion is better than anyone who come after him. So any one of us, regardless how we are good worshippers, how we are honest, how we are, whoever we can be, we can never reach the status of a companion of Prophet ﷺ. Because meeting the Prophet ﷺ, believing in him, is a special status. Because of the position of the Prophet ﷺ. As I usually give example, in worldly life, don't you see today whoever meet with a leader? Don't you see sometimes when the worldly leaders, they get together, there's a time they give cameraman to take a picture. They give it. Why? People today, they feel honor to be next to a famous person. Some of them, even that famous person knows him. He signed something for him. They're very happy. You say, this great basketball player, he knows me. This is my name. He's the one who write it with his name. Let alone even meeting him. So worldly people, they honor to be next to those worldly people. One time I visited a house of a Muslim. He invited me to his house and I see on the wall a picture. Two men. One I know is Saudi king. The other one I don't know him. He dressed the same way. And he showed me the two pictures. When he showed me, I say, it's not the sunnah to hang on a pictures. These pictures hanging on the walls and the likes not allowed. The angels are not entering your house. He said, you know why you're saying that? Yes, it's because you don't know who the picture is. I said, it doesn't matter. He said, first, know who is this. I said, who is the picture? He said, one is the king so-and-so, Saudi, one of the Saudi kings. He said, do you know the other one? I said, I don't know. Look at him. Do you recognize? I said, no. He said, it is I. He said, it is me. Because this man, he was ambassador for his government. He was Safir. So he met with the king and he took a picture and he kept it. And the king died a long time. So he said, it is me, he said. Even though I couldn't recognize. That was a long time. He said, how you telling me now remove this picture from the wall? I say it doesn't matter, remove it. The point is that this man, he see honor to keep. He was one day next to a king. Here is a question: is if the worldly people give disrespect to the one who stand next to a great person, even though they are not on the same belief, okay? Two leaders today come in somewhere, United Nations, or they don't have the same faith, they don't have anything. Still, people they see, they shake hands, they meet. If this gives them a credit, how was someone who met with the best of the creation? Not only he met him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he believed in him. Doesn't that deserve to get a credit for that? Surely he does. Believing in Messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and believing in him and meeting him. Whether the person who meet the person is blind like Abdullah ibn Maktum or whether he's not. مَنْ لَقِيَ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مُؤْمِنًا بِهِ وَمَاتَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. So whoever met the Prophet ﷺ, believing in him when he met him, and he died upon that belief, is a companion. Anyone of that is better than anyone who come after that. And from the reason is why they're better than anyone after that is, the religion of Islam, anyone of us is upon tonight. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us faith and firmness and make us righteous people until we die without sin. Allahumma ameen. Any one of us, the religion you have, through who? Did you meet the Prophet? No. It's through to the companion of Prophet. And so, any righteous action, we're doing it, the companion of Prophet, they get it. Because in Islam, if you call someone to Islam, he become Muslim. That person, every righteous action he does, he get his reward. Complete. Full. But also, whoever call him to Islam, he get the same reward. Without reducing the first one's reward from any sin. من سنة من دعا إلى هدى كان له مثل أجور من تبعه من غير أن ينقص من أجورهم شيئا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. So if you call someone to Islam and he become Muslim, he pray, he fast, he give charity, he's nice to his parent, he's nice to the people, he take care of the orphan, any righteous action he does, he get his reward complete. But also whoever call him, he get the same reward. So the companion, how many reward they get in them? And in Islam, that's not only for the good, also for the bad. Someone teach people bad thing, how to shoot, how to steal. He teach people crime, drugs. He teach people anyone. He kill anyone who does that action, evil action. The first one, he get his share. Therefore, when the Qabil, the son of Prophet Adam, he killed his brother, Habil, wrongly. Anyone who is killed on earth, wrongly, Qabil take a share. Subhanallah. So anyone who teach people evil things, corruption, crime, and people they follow, he get the same evil, the same punishment, they get, because it's he who taught them. This is also true with the righteous actions. And this is one of the benefits of calling people to the right, teaching people, calling them to Islam, calling to the correct understanding. Today is not sufficient. You call people to Islam. Also, you call people to the correct Islam. Because some Muslims, they are not upon the correct Islam. They misunderstood. They have a lot of innovations. They are not on a true path. Generally, they say they're Muslims. But in reality, the way they practice is wrong, is a wrong way. Just like the Christians. Originally, they are the follower of Prophet Isa, Jesus. He's a messenger of Allah. Allah gave him a book. Prophet Isa's companion. They were from the best of the companion. But today, where are the Christians? They changed the religion of Isa. All of it. Some of them say he's God. Some of them say he's son of God. Some of them say one of three. Some of them say he's a prophet, but they worship him. They say he's a connection between us. He saved us. He was crucified for us, which is not true. Nothing of that happened. Because those people, after Prophet Isa, they change. The same thing happened with some Muslims. They change. So calling people to the Sunnah, to the Islam, and also calling to the correct Islam. Correct understanding. What's the correct understanding of Islam? What's the correct Islam? It's the religion of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nothing new. Islam is a complete religion. We only need to learn and follow it. Not to bring our own way. This is the way it seemed to me. This is how I like it. Yeah. إِنَّمَا هُوَ الْإِتِّبَاعِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعِينَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. So this sahabi, his name is Abu Bakrah. What he said, what he did, he said, Abu Bakrah said he reached the Prophet ﷺ while he was ﷺ bowing. Prophet was in ruku'. So he, Abu Bakrah, bowed before reaching the row. He mentioned that to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ said to him, may Allah increase your eagerness. May Allah increase your eagerness, love of the salah. You don't want to miss any part of the salah. You see the imam on a ruku', the Prophet on ruku', he don't want to miss any part of the congregation prayer, so he hasted, he rushed. And while he didn't reach the row, he make ruku'. Before he reached the row, he make ruku', and then while he's bowing down, instead of ruku', he walk until he joined the row. So Prophet said, may Allah increase you, may Allah increase your eagerness, but do not repeat. Do not repeat. Reported by Al-Bukhari. And Abu Dawood added, he bowed before reaching the row, then walk and join the row. Prophet Muhammad, he said to the Sahabi, do not repeat. The people of knowledge, they have different understanding. The meaning of the statement of Prophet ﷺ, don't repeat. Does it mean don't repeat rushing? Or does it mean don't repeat joining the salah before you reach the row? What it means? They have different opinion. Some of them say it means don't rush. Even though you join the congregational prayer before you reach the line and you walk on. Don't rush. Just do it. God, come to the salah with calmness. Some of them say no. What's forbade with that is also not to join the salah before you reach the row. Inshallah, the strongest opinion is, Prophet ﷺ, when he said, don't repeat it, is rushing. It's rushing. Not to join the salah before you reach the row, because that happened from Sahaba, from other companions after that. So if you are enter the masjid, and you say people are in ruku', you make ruku', you enter the, you say Allahu Akbar, you enter the prayer, you say the second Allahu Akbar, you make ruku', then you walk. But don't hasten, don't rush. Do that in a state of calmness. قال رحمه الله تعالى وعن وابصة بن معبد رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى رجلا يصلي خلف الصف وحده فأمره أن يعيد الصلاة. رواه أحمد وأبو داود والترمذي وحسنه وصحابي بن حبان. ولو عن طلق لا صلاة لمنفرد خلف الصف. وزاد طبراني في حديث وابصة إلا دخلت معهم أو اجتررت رجلا. قال رحمه الله تعالى ناري وابصة ابن معبد رضي الله عنه الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saw a man praying alone behind the row. The messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a man praying alone behind the robe. So he ordered him to repeat the salah prayer. Reported by Ahmad, Abu Dawud, Al-Tirmidhi, the latter graded in Hassan, and Ibn Hibban graded it sahih, authentic. Ibn Hibban reported this from Talq, radiallahu anhu, who said, the prayer of a person who prays alone behind, the Prophet ﷺ said, the prayer of a person who prays alone behind the robe is not accepted. And Al-Tabarani added to the narration of Wabisa, why do you not join them or pull back a man, meaning to your position? This hadith indicates that it's not allowed the person to pray alone, one person, to pray behind the saf, behind the row. One person, himself being a row. No, he should join the rows before him. He shouldn't stand by himself. Therefore, when there is the imam and another one, the other one stand next to the imam. When they are two, they behind the imam together. So in the hadith, not allowed that one person pray himself behind the imam, following the imam. This hadith shows that Prophet ﷺ, he ordered the sahabi to repeat the prayer. Some scholars, they authenticate this hadith. Some of them, they disauthenticate. But the authentic hadith is no prayer for the one who pray. The prayer of a person who prays alone behind the row is not accepted. That part is authentic. The people of knowledge, they differ on understanding this hadith. Some of them, they say, under any condition, it's not allowed someone to pray by himself, to pray alone behind the row. So he find a way to join. If he cannot, then he cannot pray by himself. And some of the people of knowledge said, like Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah, the one who his salah is not accepted, to if he pray behind the imam, is the one who is able to find a spot. He is able to join the row. But if someone is not able that, he doesn't have a position, he said, this one, the general rules of the Sharia shows that whatever you are not able, na'am, you are not required. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسع. So instead of the person not praying at all, because he doesn't have a position, and staying by himself, there's other hadith forbade that. He must join. And he doesn't have a position to join. Some of the people of knowledge said he should remove one person from front side, from the first row. Some ulama, they say, nothing shows that, to get someone from front. Also, you taking that one's right. He was in the first row, you move him back. Also, that may even disturb the person. He doesn't know someone holding him from back. And nothing shows that. So, since he doesn't have a position, since he's not allowed to stay, not praying, while people are praying because of the other texts, in this situation, he joined the salah. He prayed alone, and his salah is buried. Is this understandable? Yes. This hadith itself doesn't show, but we have to collectively understand all the hadith about that chapter, about that issue. Because when Prophet ﷺ saw two men sitting behind, after he finished salah, they didn't pray with the people. He asked them, what happened? Why didn't you join? They mentioned they pray already the salah in their home. He commanded them to join the salah. Another one, he was sitting by himself. Person, he asked him, after salah finished, this man is not praying with the people. Aren't you Muslim? Why you don't pray with that? It means he mentioned that he has to take a shower and he didn't have water. So Prophet taught him what he should do it. So if the person has a place to join, he must do it. If he doesn't have it, Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala says, he joined the salah. And this hadith doesn't apply to him because of the excuse he has. We stop here. Any question? Any correction? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.